Hey guys, how are you? My name is Kevin Fradal, and I'm from a lab called CEA, just near Paris. My topic is nuclear physics, more specifically nuclear reactions. I've been at it for 2 years now, studying resonance states with neutron capture experiments. You know, an atomic nucleus is made up of neutrons and protons, right? These nucleons are bound together thanks to the strong interaction. It is so strong that the nucleus is insanely tight and dense. To give you an idea, if ordinary matter were to have the same density as a nucleus, we could fit your house in a box of 0.1 millimeter size. How crazy is that? Now this force is really poorly known, especially when it comes to describing the interaction of tens of nucleons at the same time. More specifically, certain states of nuclear matter are especially interesting. They are called unbound states. Imagine you could give so much energy to your nucleus that eventually one of them will be able to escape the tremendous attraction of its neighbors. You have a nuclear reaction going on. Now if you take this picture the other way around in time, you collide, say, a neutron on a nucleus, and check what happens. Well, most times, nothing interesting will happen. The neutron will just bounce off the target and go away. But if you give it exactly the energy needed to form an unbound state, then the absorption probability will go through the roof, and you'll form a compound nucleus. We'll call this reaction a resonance. These states and these reactions are of extreme importance in fundamental nuclear physics, because they are very hard to describe accurately, given what we know of the strong force in nuclei. Also, experimentally, these resonances may help reprocess the nuclear waste if they were known precisely enough. Indeed, when you reach resonance energy, the probability of a reaction occurring is large enough for you to get your radioactive nucleus to decay into something stable and harmless. However, if you get the energy wrong by just a tiny bit, you're out of the resonance and the reaction will fail. Finally, in stars, neutrons and protons get heated up and collide very often with the surrounding nuclei. Sometimes, when resonances are formed, for instance, they get absorbed and heavier elements are formed. When the star dies and explodes, everything it contains will be released in the galaxy. So getting to know these reactions experimentally allows us to predict the abundance and the evolution of chemical elements in the entire universe.